Our epistle for this Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Brethren, owe no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love does no evil to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. At that time, Jesus got into a boat, and his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was covered by the waves. But he was asleep. So his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But Jesus said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Lord, save us. We are perishing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, one of my favorite instances that is revealed to us or told to us in the Gospels is this one. Because the lesson is so simple yet so sublime. Far too often we pay attention to the storm around us. The wind blows. The waves are crashing against the boat. And our fellow men are screaming and carrying on. Or they're distracted and they're not even paying attention. Or they don't even realize the danger, which is adds to our stress. In this world that we live in, yeah, it's a storm. The devil is having his heyday. And there are people that are just absolutely ignorant about it, and other people that just don't care, and some people that are just overcome by anxiety, and they don't know what to do. And usually the ones that are overcome by anxiety, those are the ones who they have a faith. They understand the necessity of their spiritual life to an extent. They understand that one day they're going to die and they're going to stand before God. There are some people that they look to other people for the solution or for an excuse to not do what they ought to. And all those are just dead ends. The solution is simple. This is the solution. You make sure Christ is in your boat. You make sure that he's a part of your life, not just in word or in thought, but in deed and in truth. You have a relationship with Christ. Whether or not you do is up to you. It's up to nobody else. The president's not going to make that decision for you, or your parents, or your friends, or the priests, or the bishop, or the sisters, or nobody's going to make that decision for us but us. So the question then comes to our mind, where's Christ in my life? Is he in the boat? If he is, then I don't have anything to worry about. Whether or not he's allowing the storm to happen, doesn't matter. When the apostles got all scared and concerned and they woke up our Lord, what before he addressed the wind and the storm and the sea, he addressed them. Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Faith is something that we have not in ourselves, but in him. We receive him. Why? Because he has blessed us by being able to do so. How important is Christ to you? Is it just a Sunday thought? Or is this a reality that you tap into each day, every day, and you try to perfect? And you trust his way and his grace and his goodness, which he has demonstrated more than we know. How many times have we been falling prey to our fallen human nature, or the world, or the devil, and we've sinned, and we go to confession, and he has forgiven us. Yes, the priest is there, but the priest is only an instrument. He forgave us and reunites us with himself and his spirit. Now, there's one thing to be in connection with Christ. It's another thing to make use of that connection. And that's what we're called to do. When we don't, we become wicked servants. Wicked because we don't make good use of the gifts given to us. How do we do that? Scripture is very clear, very simple today. This is related, revealed to us. Charity. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love does no evil to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. Yeah, and don't let yourself be concerned about the feelings. Because there's going to be some people that you come across in your day that you're not going to like. You're not going to feel like you like them. And that's the opportunity of sharing that love that only comes from Christ. Doing good for those people. Well, how can I do good for the stranger? Oh, you can still do good for them by the prayer you pray for them. When you see somebody and you find that you have a judgmental thought in your mind, commend them to the good Lord who should be one with you. Not the good Lord far in the distance, but the good Lord who's in you. Sanctifying grace, the life of God in our souls. That's what sanctifying grace is. You see the person on the side of the road, and you start thinking, drug abuser or criminal. You don't know what they are. You know they are a soul, and that Christ also died for them. So pray Hail Mary for that person. Be an instrument of his peace, an instrument of charity. Share Christ, who you have received, not through any privilege of your own. No, we receive Christ because of his goodness. And now we're called to share Christ. Share him with the stranger, but if we're going to share him with the stranger, we first have to share him with our family. He has to be predominant in us individually and then with our family, with one another. If you're going to be charitable to your neighbor, then you have to be charitable to your closest neighbor, and that's your family, your spouse, your children. I'm not talking here about a kumbaya type atmosphere. I'm talking here about promoting Christ. And that love has to sometimes be a tough love. Parents have to tell their children, no, you don't do that because that's not pleasing to God. Or, come, we're going to pray. I don't feel like praying. It doesn't matter. We don't have to feel like praying. None of us feel like carrying the cross, but it's important if we want to be his disciples. And I want all of us to be his disciples. That's what love is. And so let us check ourselves today as we're coming to the end of the liturgical year. Thank the good Lord for the graces given to us, especially the great grace of being one with him. Invite him to be the center of our lives, to be in our boat. And like it says in Scripture, cast all your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. I was thinking about this the other day, reading the Scriptures, and you read how people, they walk up to our Lord and they say, Lord, if you want, you can heal me. And our Lord heals them of the leprosy. Lord, that I may see. Our Lord gives them their sight back. My son is possessed. Goes and takes care of they're hungry. He feeds them. Servant is sick from a distance. He takes care of the servant of the Roman soldier. Sees his faith. Raises people from the dead. Little girl. The son of the widow. Lazarus. This is the same Christ that you are able to be with today. What are you going to ask him for? If you really believe that this is he, then ask him for the things that you stand in need of. Commend to him yourself, your family, your loved ones, your country, the world. Come to me, he says. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened. I will refresh you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.